Are we Steve Cook?
Where am I? Who am I? What am I? All these questions and more will be answered tonight.
On the Twilight Zone?
Sure. Okay. Man, we're making some topical references here.
Yeah. This isn't quite the man cave, but it is Crowd Goes Wilder. At least I'm using the same intro for this podcast. Man cave is potentially shutting down, if anyone cares, but our buddy Dustin James has the ultimate football blog.
Yeah.
His, I don't know how many readers he's up to now. He was at like 35 a week ago. I hope
he told me his at like 48.
Ooh.
Last time I heard. So he's been up in the audience big time.
Yeah, well, we're now going to be doing, we're taking our talents to the ultimate football blog. The man cave wasn't paying me enough. I ran it.
Yeah. Well, it's tough to pay yourself sometimes. You run into that problem from time to time. I know I wasn't getting paid nothing.
The truth is I wasn't doing as many podcasts as I'd like to do for the Man Cave. It basically just turned into a weekly podcast for me and Steve Cook. Zonka and I weren't able to do the wrestling podcast as often as I want to. Sammer has gone MIA on me.
Now, what's up with that?
Yeah, he's living the life out in somewhere. I don't know.
Is he actually doing stuff now?
Yeah, he's actually doing stuff. That's his problem.
Yeah, what's up? Sammer doing things is kind of strange. I just knew Sammer's like a guy that traveled from like Canada to Lebanon to where the fuck ever.
Yeah, he's living it up still, and he might be getting even more busier here in the coming months and whatnot. Sean and I haven't been able to do podcasts. I've been working a lot, so yeah. I haven't had as much free time as I would like either. So it basically became a weekly podcast for me and Steve Cook, and I couldn't justify continuing to pay money on the site where I was only doing one podcast a week. So now we just moved to the Ultimate Football Blog for Dustin James to help out our good friend. We like helping people out who need help, especially guys like Dustin who are stupid and got married and have a kid.
Dustin definitely needs help. There's no getting around that. I mean,
yeah,
he's... I was about to say he's a good guy. He's a guy.
He's a good guy. Shut up.
I kid because I care, but yeah. I don't really care. But, you know, I kid. Seriously, though. Dustin James is a gentleman and a scholar, and for some reason he read my columns back in the day, and my columns were not good, so God bless him.
Yeah, so he's got the Ultimate Football Blog. For a guy who has a job, I think he has a fiance, not a wife.
Same diff.
And a kid who's like 1 or 2 years old.
Little bastard.
This guy still finds a lot of time to write about football. He really loves football. So
he accomplishes more than either of us, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, when's the last time I wrote anything? It's been a while.
Well, I at least make at least one post on the Avalanche site every day. At least I'm trying to do something.
I'm not.
But Dustin, yeah, he accomplishes a lot for a guy who doesn't have a lot of free time. So we have no
problem. Yeah, I've been keeping myself busy, like, I don't know, working and watching episodes of Jesse and things like that. I just don't really have time to write, you know.
Yeah.
And there's not like 411s being my down. A door down asking me for, like, Jesse show recaps. Not happening.
That would be fantastic.
It would be, but it never happened.
I want you to recap the Jesse Boy Meets World Friday night block. I think that would be awesome.
That would actually be fun. I would probably actually be interested in doing that, but it will never happen because 411 would have no interest in that.
You could probably do with Disney Channel's rankings of hotties.
I probably could.
What are we talking about? We're talking football.
Yeah, we're here. This is a football website. It's a football blog. So we're here to talk about football. You have to say it in a manly voice, too.
No.
Well, you do, because otherwise people think you're not a man.
I'll say it. I'll do what all the ex-players, they always call it the National Football League.
That's right. You have to go full government name with it.
We're going to preview the upcoming season. Yeah.
This should be fun.
Yeah. I like how we both said that at the same time.
But
we'll start
coming soon. It's sooner than you think, really, because your first game is coming up on what, September the what?
A week from Thursday. By the time this gets posted,
yeah.
Probably.
So we're really coming up on things, which makes me extra worried because like all these people, Bengals, it's all getting carried out in carts on Sunday. You know.
I know what you mean. Cam Newton's got a bruised, cracked back.
Which is very bad for my fantasy football teams. Since I have Cam Newton on a couple of them for some reason.
I don't care about your fantasy. We're not talking fantasy.
You can listen to that. Yeah, I have a different podcast for that. With the Penguin, Trent Howell on the Yacht Show Thursdays on offteam.com. Miss Thursdays.
Listen to it then. All right. Let's start the NFC. Let's go to everyone's favorite division, the NFC East.
That's our favorite division.
Yeah, that's the division that gets the most coverage.
I don't like it.
I don't need
it.
It was sarcasm.
Actually, the Eagles are probably going to be a good team.
Philadelphia Eagles won the division last year. They lost DeSean Jackson in the offseason. They got Darren Sproles, and they got a bunch of Oregon Ducks. They're Dustin James' second favorite team now.
They might move up to first if the Chiefs lay an egg.
Yeah.
I could see that happen.
Of course, you got the Cowboys. They're
crap.
They're an 8-8 team for the past 5 years.
Well, they might not be 8-8 this year, though. Apparently,
yeah,
their defense is making people yearn for the days of, I don't know, anything resembling a defense.
The New York Giants, 7-9 last year. They're either going to win the Super Bowl or go 7-9.
They're 4-0 in the preseason.
Ooh.
No, I don't think that matters either.
And the Washington Redskins, who it kind of depends on RG3's health, I guess, how serious you're going to take the Redskins.
Well, it also depends on whether RG3 is, in fact, the best quarterback for the Washington team, because apparently Kirk Cousins is actually the best quarterback there, but, you know, they paid RG3 a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm going to need Kirk Cousins to do a little bit more. But
I would like to see more of Kirk Cousins. Because, I mean, we hear all the hype about him. And, you know, from what we've seen in him when RG3's been hurt, been fine, you know. There are a lot worse quarterbacks out there, Kirk Cousins. But still like to see more. And I'd like to see RG3 last about 5 weeks without getting injured.
Yeah, good luck with that.
No, probably not going to happen. No, but I think the Eagles take this division.
You think the Eagles take the division?
I mean, the Giants are always either 9-7 or 7-9, so they could always sneak in there. I don't see the Redskins doing anything. I don't see the Cowboys doing anything either. So the Eagles win it. Giants probably going to be in wild card contention, I think.
I think the Giants can be in wild card contention. I like the Eagles to take the division. The loss of DeSean Jackson kind of worries me. Their offense, though, because they do have Chip Kelly and the way he designs things, the schemes he comes up with,
yeah,
the style he comes up with. He'll make do with what he has. The addition of Darren Sproles, I think that's huge, honestly, to go along with LeSean McCoy. Nick Foles appears to be a very good quarterback.
Yeah.
They got
Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, I was about to say, they got the Sanchez.
They got the Sanchez. If Foles starts Perkin jerking or whatever, if he starts having issues, I mean, if Foles gets injured, you got the Sanchez ready to step in and take care of business. And
yeah,
wouldn't that be fantastic? You know, I do worry about Jeremy Maclin, because Maclin is one of those guys who always seems to get hurt. Jordan Matthews is a guy. I hear a lot of good things about Jordan Matthews. That's a kind of a sleeper name that's floating out there. Went to Vanderbilt back in the day, that day being last year.
They've got your boy Riley Cooper.
Yes, my boy Riley Cooper. We have a lot in common, as in we're white.
Well, better than to have that in common than other things, I guess.
Yes, indeed. I don't know. The Eagle defense kind of is what it is. It's not like the best defense out there, but probably good enough to get the job done. And
it's competent.
It's fine. I mean, it's not bad or nothing.
No.
Not a bad defense. They'll get the job done. They'll hang in there. It'll be all right.
The Cowboys. What?
Stink.
How many games are the Cowboys going to win?
I would go. Okay, let's take a look at the Cowboys' schedule. Make this easy. They're not beating the 49ers. Let's see. Tennessee, maybe. St. Louis, probably not. New Orleans, no. Houston, I don't know. Houston, Seattle, they're not going to beat. They got Giants twice, got Redskins twice, got the Eagles twice. They got Jacksonville. They got Chicago, they're not going to beat. Not Indianapolis. I think they can win 6.
I was going to set the over-under at 5. I think it's probably about 5.
Because I would give them... Tennessee's on the road. I could see them starting off 0-4 going against Houston. Houston's supposed to be better, but I don't know. I think I'm leaning.
I don't know. That's a bad count. I don't think their offense is bad. I mean, they have Romo.
They do. He's a guy.
Yeah, Dez Bryant, top 5 receiver, easily.
Yeah.
Jason Witten can still contribute. People like DeMarco Murray.
He's a guy.
The offense, they have pieces on offense. That defense, though.
They play the old Matador defense. It's kind of a problem.
They don't play defense.
Yeah, that's...
It's nothing Matador about it. They just don't play defense.
I just love reading the reports that Jerry Jones really, 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 really wanted to have Johnny Manziel, and they'd be talked out of it.
Yeah, that tells you all you need to know about this.
I mean, we're all surprised, right?
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised they didn't draft him because, you know, that's kind of the thing that they like to do.
Yeah. So we both like the Eagles winning it. You have – I will do wild card picks later, but you have the Eagles winning the division.
Yeah. And I got the Giants. And
what about Washington? Do you think the Redskins – I mean
– I don't
– RG3, obviously. If he's healthy – I think they can compete for a wild card spot. I like their offense as well. They got your boy running the show now.
They got Jay Gruden, that's right.
Yeah, your boy.
I don't see them doing anything. I don't. I'm sorry. I just don't. I don't think they're quite there yet. I'm not sure that RG3. We're still trying to figure out whether RG3 is the guy that he was supposed to be or not. This is a team that went 3-13 last year, by the way. They weren't too good then. What did they do to get better?
DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
I like their receivers.
Well, if they can find somebody to throw to him.
Yeah, well,
RG3 isn't too busy. If he's not too busy running into people. If he's not too busy trying to dive head first into things and whatnot.
Yeah, very true.
Because he tends to do that from time to time. I do like Alfred Morris. I think Morris is a good running back, whether they figured that out or not. But you won't have the Mike Shanahan revolving door at running back, so that'll be good.
Yeah. I like the receiving core. DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, and Andre Roberts as well. So if RG3 stays healthy, he can
Jordan Reed
get the ball to those guys. Jordan Reed, yeah.
That's a lot of ifs, though. I'm not sure I can put that kind of belief into RG3. So, I mean, they'll probably do better in 3-13, but I don't really see them really being in playoff contention. But
I think they can compete with the Giants for that wild card spot. What makes you high on the Giants to make a wild card run?
Just the fact that they're the Giants, and they just kind of seem to go back and forth from being a bad team to being a somewhat good team. And not even like a really great team because, like you said, like every year they're like either 9-7 or 7-9. Some of those 9-7 teams end up winning Super Bowls for some reason. I do. Rashad Jennings been looking really good in preseason as the running back. Jennings looked pretty good in Jacksonville, I believe, last year when MJD was off being crap and whatnot. I can't see Eli throwing 85 interceptions again this year. I don't think that happens. They didn't lose Victor Cruz. Hakeem Nicks is gone, but Reuben Randall is just as fine, in my personal opinion. So I think they're slightly a bit better on offense, which is just enough to get the job done to be in playoff contention, though I'm not sure they make it to the playoffs because, well, there are a couple of teams that are good to be wildcard teams. You gotta figure at least one of the wild cards come out.
That offensive line sucks.
Who needs an offensive line?
Eli Manning, because he got sacked 39 times last year.
Well, it's not like anybody ever got anywhere from line play. What are you talking about?
And he was pressured all the time, which helped contribute to those 800 interceptions.
Here's something I learned today. Remember when Mario Manningham was a big deal?
Yeah, he's back
on the Giants. He's back on the Giants, and he's third on the depth chart behind Randall and Beckham Jr. So how's that going?
I don't know. I don't trust the Giants. That offensive line scares me.
I don't know. I mean, J.D. Walton didn't do anything for you?
No, that's a shame.
Warren Beatty? That's Will Beatty.
We both like the Eagles. We'll give wild card picks.
Yeah.
We both like the Eagles.
Yeah, let's move on.
NFC North. Green Bay won it last year via tiebreaker.
Via
tying, actually.
Via tying, via the rest of the teams deciding that they did not want to win the division. Between, Jay Cutler getting injured and the Bears deciding to suck, and the Lions just completely imploding.
Yeah. They drafted my favorite player in the draft, haha, Clinton Dix.
That's always a good sign. Lots of fantasy team names with haha, Clinton Dix involved.
Yeah. They've got Aaron Rodgers.
He's back.
He'll be healthy. He's going to put up a lot of numbers. Aaron Rodgers is good from what I've
He's all right. He's fairly decent.
Yeah. I like this team, obviously. It's a good team.
I also think the Packers should win this division. I mean,
I think their defense will be better than what it was last year.
Last year was the year that they should have lost the division, quite frankly. Because they lost Aaron Rodgers and everything kind of went to hell in a handbasket. And everybody figured, well, either the Bears or the Lions will take it. And that didn't quite happen. Just didn't go well for those people. Julius Peppers is on this team, by the way.
Yeah.
How about that? I mean, Julius Peppers is 34 years old. And 34 is not too bad.
Julius Peppers sucks now.
He probably does.
He does.
He probably is. But Eddie Lacy is good. Green Bay, after all these years, finally does have a running back in Eddie Lacy. Very good. And that gives Rodgers easier stuff to work with and whatnot, so that's good. Richard Rodgers, your tight end this year. That's pretty fun. Okay, you got Jordy Nelson, you got Randall Cobb. James Jones, I think, went to Oakland. Good luck with that. But they got guys like Boykin. Boykin, I know Jared Boykin had a few good weeks last year. I think that's a guy people might be sleeping on. You got Devontae Adams, who I believe he's second round draft pick from Fresno State. So basically, if Aaron Rodgers is throwing to you, you're probably going to do pretty well. So I like Adams' chances. And Boykins, too. And, Nelson and Cobb are pretty good, too.
The offense is going to be fine as long as Rodgers is healthy. It's going to be fine. He's gonna hit the right guy. He's going to make sure everyone's in the right spot. Offense is good with Aaron Rodgers. It's kind of like a Drew Brees situation where it doesn't matter which receivers he has, as long as they're halfway decent, they're going to be good. And Eddie Lacy is good as well, so that'll help take some pressure off of Rodgers. The offense is going to be fine. It's the defense that still worries me a little bit. Peppers is there. I don't think he's good anymore.
Still got Clay Matthews. You got, like, A.J. Hawk and guys like that.
Yeah. I think the defense will be better, but it's not going to – it's still not a great – isn't B.J. Raji, didn't he tear something and he's out for the season?
That's a good possibility. There have been a lot of injuries in the preseason. It's kind of tough to keep track of them all. Did you see who the backup quarterback was this year?
I don't pay attention to backup quarterbacks.
Matt Flynn's back.
Oh, well, there you go. So if Rodgers gets hurt, you got to – You got
Matt Flynn
back,
is definitely.
Back to,
I mean, I knocked Matt Flynn as like a potential starter in other places because I didn't think that's a good idea. But if he's very great at being a Packers backup, that he can do. And I like how guys like Flynn and Manningham they realized that they fit into certain systems. So they just went back there. They went back home. So Like, I belong there. I don't belong in these other places.
The Chicago Bears. I work in a Chicago restaurant. We serve a lot of Chicago pizza. There's a very big Chicago contingent here in North Carolina, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, so a lot of Bears fans come in there.
That's true.
You know, they're wearing their Bears garb.
Do they all sit around like, stop Bears? Stop Bears?
Not really.
Bears? Stop Bears?
No, that's kind of a scary.
Stop Bears.
The question they always ask is, you know, are you guys going to have the Bears games on Sundays? And we always say yes. And then we get to talking about football, and I always ask, what do you think of the Bears this year? And the first thing they say is, that defense sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. I remember a time when Chicago was their strength was their defense. Back when they went to the Super Bowl against the Colts that year, they had like one of the best defenses out there. They were so good that they managed to get a team with Rex Grossman quarterbacking to a Super Bowl. I mean, that's really all you need to know about how good that defense was. But at some point, I guess they just stopped drafting guys. I guess everybody just got old and they didn't replace them. And here they are now. But the offense, I mean, I do like the Bears' offense. I think Marshall, Jeffrey, probably your best 1-2 combination of wide receivers in the National Football League. Forte is a guy who people have always been sleeping on for whatever reason. He always just comes through. I think this year's no different. The main question, of course, can Jay Cutler stay healthy? If Jay Cutler does what he usually does, gets injured in the second half of the season, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, after they talk about how bad the defense is, they talk about Jay Cutler, and I ask them if they're sold on Cutler, and their answer is basically, not really, but he's all we got.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of their faith in Jay Cutler.
Their backups are Jimmy Clausen and Jordan Palmer.
My boy, Jimmy Clausen.
Remember when he was the future in Carolina for like a year?
Yeah.
And they drafted Cannon next year.
Yeah.
Good times.
I'm eating Skittles, by the way, everybody. It's late.
Taste the rainbow.
They brought in Jared Allen to replace Julius Peppers. That's probably a slight upgrade.
Yeah, it probably is. What's with all these guys that just, like, stay in the NFC North? You know, actually, I've noticed that with, like, a lot of players. They'll stay in, like, one division, like, the whole career.
Do they still have Lance Briggs? Or is he hurt?
Did they sell Lance Briggs?
Do they still have
him? Oh, he's there. He's a weak side linebacker. He's hanging out.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was hurt again. He always seems to be hurt.
As far as my depth chart says that he is, in fact, not hurt. Well, he had a minor knee injury. But says they're downplaying it. This is back on August 5th. So I assume by now he's okay.
All right. Yeah, that's about the only guy that's worth a damn on that defense.
No, I mean, well, let's see. The rest of them, you got, I don't know.
Rest, they all suck.
They do.
That offense might keep them in contention, though.
Yeah.
Because it's not like the Green Bay defense is spectacular.
As long as Jay Cutler remains healthy, they have something resembling a chance, which is really all you can ask for. The Lions, you know, the Lions are the team that everybody tells me that the Detroit Lions have, like, this great roster of talent and whatnot.
Fuck the Detroit.
Exactly. That's my... Exactly. And they just implode at the end of the season when they try to win games and whatnot. It just doesn't... It never goes particularly well for them. And they added the tight end Ebron from North Carolina, from your neck of the woods. That was their number 10 draft pick.
Yeah.
I take it you don't have any insight on that.
No, I like him. He'll help.
I mean, not exactly. Well, I mean, they already had Pettigrew at tight end, and they got Foria, too. So they got a lot of tight ends. They got Calvin Johnson. When you have Calvin Johnson, it's always a good time. They brought in Golden.
You've got the best receiver in the league.
They brought in Golden Tate to be the WR2. So it's something. They got Reggie Bush. Jockey Bell, really good. Good backup there. He'll definitely get some yardage. Stafford knows how to throw Johnson, so that's fine. I mean, on paper, there's no reason this offense shouldn't be good.
Yeah, here's the problem with this offense. Jim Caldwell's their head coach.
Yeah. You know, Jim Caldwell's not quite as good at offense when he doesn't have Peyton Manning.
Jim Caldwell's just not good, period.
No, not really. And then on defense, you have a bunch of knuckleheads like and Dom Kong Su.
Yeah, they're
I mean,
their defensive line isn't bad.
They're just morons.
Yeah, they're just idiots. But the secondary sucks.
And yeah, their secondary.
I'm not trusting. I'm not trusting any team with Jim Caldwell. I'm sorry.
When your secondary is stuck in a division with Rodgers and Cutler and, well, even Matt Cassel can go against that secondary and do all right.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're stuck in a division with Rodgers and Cutler and the weapons they have, you're fucked.
Yeah. Not a good time. So I don't really see the Lions contending. The Vikings, of course, they're young. They need some time. Well, AP's not young, but the rest of the team, other than Peterson, is young.
Peterson's really good. The rest of the team around him sucks.
Well, now let's. We gotta give a shout out to Cordarrelle Patterson. That guy is a. Guy's a good wide receiver.
Good.
You know, if,
yeah,
he's good. So, and Bridgewater looked good in the preseason. Matt Cassel looked good. They gave the job to Cassel. We'll see how that goes.
Do you think Bridgewater starts a game this year, not via injury?
I don't. Well, you look early in the season, they got St. Louis, New England, New Orleans, Atlanta, Green Bay, Detroit. I think Cassel would have to do really bad. I think they're going to give Bridgewater some time to sit on the bench and whatnot, which is the best thing to do, I think. I don't think I would throw him into the water, deep end of the pool right away. Give him some time to sit and see what happens. Cassel could end up playing himself out of the job, though. That's a possibility with him. So to answer your question, I like Teddy, so I think he does start at some point.
I'm shocked it took you that long to say yes.
Really? Have you ever heard me on one of these podcasts?
Yeah, usually you're a homer, and you'll be like, of course he starts. He's Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, I am a Teddy Bridgewater homer, make no mistake about it. And I see a lot of people out there doubting Teddy Bridgewater, all these supposed NFL draft experts, all these supposed, arbiters of knowledge out there who don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, apparently, is what the deal is. And I'm just going to enjoy rubbing them in their faces when they're all wrong.
So Green Bay wins the division?
Yeah. In Chicago, I put in wild card contention. I think they wind up playing themselves out of a wild card because Cutler gets hurt.
NFC South, Carolina won last year. That's everyone's pick to go downhill. Panthers defense still really good. I feel like people don't realize this.
Yeah, I think they do kind of sleep on that. I think the Panthers do get slept on a lot because they're not in like a big market. They're not like a traditional power like the Green Bays and San Francisco's of the world. They don't have, they don't even have like Seattle does, like that. That certain appeal, you know, drawing power. It just seems like, I guess that's what they lack mainly. And, I mean, Cam is kind of a star, but...
Cam's a star.
Well, I mean, but is he? He's not as big a star as, like, the Aaron Rodgers and, the Richard Shermans.
Well, because Cam, I mean, he hasn't won playoff games yet. That's why he's not as big as those guys. But for a guy who... won like 6 games in his first 2 years. He's a star.
Yeah, but I guess the problem that Cam's going to run into this year, when we take a look at his wide receiving core.
His offense.
Yeah, he's got Jericho Crotcher. He's got Jason Avance there. Good for him. Kelvin Benjamin. I'm hoping Kelvin Benjamin catches on. I hear him and Cam have some good chemistry together. I'm hoping that works out. But other than that, I don't know. Greg Olsen is a very good tight end.
Greg Olsen's a very good tight end. The offensive line
sucks. They've had these same running backs for 10 years.
Yeah, D'Angelo Williams stopped running after he got paid. Jonathan Stewart, if he stays healthy, which he won't. Yeah. Let's be honest, he won't. He's good. Problem is, he can't stay healthy.
Right.
Yeah, the receivers, I do like Kelvin Benjamin. I think he's going to be good. Maybe not this year. I don't expect him to just dominate the league in his rookie season, but I do like the upside this guy has.
Jericho Kachi
has no
upside.
Yeah, the rest of the receivers suck. The offensive line's not good. The defense, though, I still think people are really sleeping on this defense.
Yeah.
Defense wins championships, Steve Cook.
That it does. That it does. The Panthers do have a solid defense. I don't think...
Best front seven in the league.
Well, you can say it.
I just did.
Yeah, okay. Luke Kuechly was the defensive rookie of the year last year, right?
Best linebacker in the league.
That's...
Fuck you, Dustin James.
There you go. Who does he have as best linebacker in the league?
Oh, I don't know, but if you go to Dustin's blog, he has this player ranking.
Oh, okay. Right? Is this how you got off on this thing here where everybody's underrated?
Yeah. And, you know, E is for elite.
Yeah.
And he's got, and HQ is for high quality starter.
Sure.
And he has Kuechly as a high quality starter, not an elite.
Maybe he's waiting a year to move him up to elite.
No. Dustin James, he admitted he was just trolling
me. Oh, okay.
He was trolling me. So.
Mission accomplished then.
I know. Yeah. He got
it. Got you pretty good. Yeah, I mean, the Carolina defense is good. The offense is where they worry me, quite frankly.
Especially if Cam is bruised back or whatever the hell he has. That doesn't
Which is why I tend to lean towards, as you know, I tend to lean towards the Saints. I always end up coming back to the Saints because, well, they have Drew Brees. Drew Brees is kind of good. Jimmy Graham's back. He's either a tight end or a wide receiver. I'm not sure which tight end, I guess. Either way, he's back and he's really good. That's fine. And then you have all the other guys they got with Colston. You got Brandon Cooks from Oklahoma State.
Everyone loves this Brandon.
Everybody loves him. I hear a lot of good stuff about him. I hear a lot of good stuff. Did Dustin James say anything good about him? He probably didn't because he's from Oregon State.
I don't know. I'll have to find Dustin's New Orleans.
He'll let us know. He'll let us know.
I don't like how his blog is set up. He needs to fix it.
He'll work on it, I'm sure. And you still have the great running back committee with Thomas and Ingram and all those guys. They're just kind of hanging out doing their thing. So their offense is going to be really good, as it usually is. So, of course, you got to look at their defense and see if there's anything going on there that's remotely good.
No.
They have Champ Bailey.
He's going to suck.
Champ Bailey.
I don't trust old wide receivers in domes.
Or old cornerbacks.
Yeah, old cornerbacks. That's what I mean.
Either one, but yeah. 36. I mean, this is a keep getting them checks year for Champ Bailey.
Yeah.
So he's.
I don't trust cornerbacks in domes, like, period, because, you know, the league is it's a passing league. The rules are made for the offense and stuff. And when you're in a dome where there's no conditions and stuff, the receivers have a much bigger advantage because they're not slipping and sliding around on bad fields and everything. And cornerbacks just can't keep up with them, especially when you're 36-year-old champion.
Yeah, it's not good. I always confuse – and they have Cameron Jordan. You know, I always confuse Jordan Cameron, so that's always fun. So they still have a bad defense. We'll just say that. The Falcons are apparently going to be better this year because Julio Jones and Roddy White are going to be healthy. And that would definitely help because last year your top receivers were Harry Douglas and Tony Gonzalez. Gonzalez is not there. I love Harry Douglas, but he's a third wide receiver. That's just kind of – he is what he is. So you have – if White and Jones are healthy, Jones has been looking really good, which is not a surprise. But as long as those guys are on their game, they're going to be better, I think.
Yeah, I think the Falcons – I was reading – Dustin James slurping Jarius Bird because he's a former Oregon Duck.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Of course. They also, you know, the Falcons how he also drafted Jake Matthews, part of the Matthews football family.
The Fighting Matthews.
Yeah, fan. And basically, if your name is Matthews and you're in the NFL, you're going to be good. That's just how it is. You're going to be like a Hall of Famer. That's basically what happens. Like Bruce and Clay and all of them. Crazy.
The Falcons no longer have Tony Gonzalez. That sucks.
Yeah, he's on really CBS, good. I think.
Yeah, he was still really good last year. Yeah, with Julio Jones and Roddy White back, they should be better. Their defense is still kind of meh.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're getting out of the run game either.
Who knows? It's 38-year-old Steven Jackson. For however old, it's close to 38.
He's old and he's not good. That's all I know.
Tampa Bay might also be better this year.
Everybody is picking Tampa Bay as a sleeper.
I'm not saying they're going to like win the division or anything like that, but I think they win four games.
Where's this Tampa Bay love coming?
Because they hired Lovie Smith, and they did just acquire Logan Mankins.
Yeah, I did see that. I mean, that's
Richard and your boy Richie Incognito might be heading to Tampa.
Okay.
So they got that going for them. The defense, they had a pretty good defense last year from what I can recall. Their offense was terrible. I'm not sure if their offense has really done anything to improve. They did. I mean, they have Josh McCown.
Everybody seems to like him.
I guess that's something. I don't know. If Doug Martin, the muscle hamster, is healthy, that would be a good thing. You got Vincent Jackson. He's really good. You got good old Mike Evans from Tech.
Everyone seems to love those guys.
Yeah, people like Mike Evans. He has a good time, just like his good old buddy Johnny Football. They like to have fun, you know?
Okay.
So I don't think they contend for the division, but I think they're better. I think they can be a spoiler for some people. But as far as who wins the division, I got to keep coming back to the Saints. I mean, they don't have a great defense, obviously, but they do have the best offense, I think, by a pretty sizable margin.
I don't know if it's that sizable because Atlanta with Jones and White are still really good. But it is the best offense in the division. Loss of Sproles kind of worries me with New Orleans, I will say that much. They utilized him really well, and obviously he's really good at what he does, which is get open and make a lot of plays. So that might hurt them. Otherwise, yeah, I like New Orleans to win the division as well. This is a shitty podcast. We're agreeing on everything.
Well, and I think when we get to the NFC West,
which is right now,
we might have some more agreement, unfortunately. because I obviously the Seahawks and 49ers are the class of the division, and Arizona, St. Louis, kind of behind. Although I would not say that either Arizona or St. Louis is a bad team. They're just kind of stuck where they are.
Yeah, they're unfortunately stuck with two of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, San Francisco has not been looking very good in the preseason, but it is the preseason, exactly. So. I don't worry about that too much. They still have one of, if not the best defenses in the National Football League. They got Colin Kaepernickus, that guy. He's hanging out. They got Krabs. They got VD. I like that. Frank Gore's still alive. How about that?
Who?
Frank Gore.
Oh, San Francisco. Yeah.
Yeah, Frank Gore has been their running back for about 85 years now. But,
He still puts up good numbers.
That's all he does.
Can't hate.
Every year he just puts up good numbers. Yeah. Apparently Carlos Hyde will be the backup to watch there. Carlos Hyde. Rookie from Ohio State. The Buckeyes. From Cincinnati, don't you know?
What do we make of the 49ers receivers? Anquan Boldin. I don't know.
I like Crabs.
I thought he was
Crabtree.
You like Yeah, Michael
Crabtree.
I mean,
I know Sherman says he's a sorry receiver, but I think Crabtree has more. I think he has more talent than Sherman would like to admit.
Yeah,
you got VD. And I know he's the tight end or whatever, but he's still a top notch guy. Then you got like,
is Brandon Lloyd still any good?
Probably not. Is he there?
Yeah, Brandon Lloyd's there.
I don't see him on my.
He is.
He's not on my depth chart.
Maybe they released him already.
Yeah, he might got cut. I don't know.
Okay.
But now he's on the roster. He's not on the depth chart, though.
Yeah.
Which is kind of strange. I don't think he's any good anymore, to answer your question.
They also got
Stevie Johnson.
Stevie Johnson.
They got Stevie Johnson from Buffalo. They finally, Johnson finally got released from Buffalo, thank God.
The only thing I ever remember about Stevie Johnson is when he blamed God for dropping that touchdown pass.
There was a time he there was some kind of touchdown celebration he did. I don't quite remember. Which is
no, he had a game winning touchdown pass that he dropped, and he's like, I can't believe God made my hands drop that ball. It's fantastic.
Well, Stevie Johnson went to the University of Kentucky, so it doesn't surprise me that he would be, in fact, believing in the devil. He is a devil worshiper, which probably works against you in these kind of situations. But be that as it may, the San Francisco 49ers, although I led off with them, they're not the defending Super Bowl champions. That would be the Seattle Seahawks, in case you forgot.
Yeah, the Seattle Seahawks are returning everyone.
I'm not. Golden Tate's gone.
Oh, okay.
They lost Golden Tate. But, well, other than that, though, they do retain most of that core. They had a pretty good offense last year. They had a really, really, really fucking great defense.
Their defense is still really good.
Yeah, it's going to be really good for a while, I think. So we don't need to worry about that. That's just a – there's not really a lot you can complain about with Seattle.
Their receivers are –
Yeah, Harvin is an injury waiting to happen, that's for sure. And without Golden Tate there, now you got guys like Norwood and Doug Baldwin, Jermaine Kearse, Paul Richardson, Ricardo Laquette. You got Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch.
He likes your Skittles.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's a down year for Marshawn Lynch.
You never know. Could be.
I mean, he's still good, but I don't like this whole holding out situation he's got going on. I know he's back in camp, but still, holding out at all worries.
Your backup is Christine Michael, which I'm not sure about a man that goes by name Christine.
I thought that was a Disney Channel actress.
It could be. Could also be a Disney Channel actress. That's a great possibility. But no, I think the Seahawks are going to be really good, because you can look at some of the questions on the offense. Russell Wilson seems to make things work somehow. And Marshawn Lynch, I think he might have a down year, but he'll still be decent enough. And that defense just it does enough to cover up any of their offensive flaws, I think. Defense wins championships, right?
Yeah, yep. Arizona, their defense is really good. Unfortunately, they have Carson Palmer as their quarterback.
You know, I was watching the Bengals and Cardinals preseason game on Sunday night. You know how shocked I was when Carson Palmer threw a pick six? I couldn't believe it. I never figured such a thing could happen, that Carson Palmer could throw a pick six against somebody. Amazing. But other than that, though... Fitzgerald still looks like a wide receiver, you know. He's pretty good. And Michael Floyd's actually not too bad. Andre Ellington, a guy who I've been high on for the past couple of years, the running back. He should have been, for some reason, even though Ellington was a lot better than Rashard Mendenhall, Mendenhall was somehow the running back last year. I don't know how that happened.
Well, they said they're going to use Ellington.
I think there's hypnosis involved for some reason. I'm not sure if it's because they're paying Mendenhall or whatever, but Ellington is, in fact, the starter now, and I think Ellington's going to have a big year, quite frankly. He looked very good in the preseason game. You know, I like him. Good guy. So there are good pieces on offense, even if they do have Carson Palmer, which is...
Yeah, their defense is really good. Arizona, they're going to compete. It's just, unfortunately, they're stuck in that division.
Yeah.
They're a good team.
They could be in that wild card conversation. Like in
yeah,
a picture.
It's very possible.
And then you got the Rams, who, well, the Rams have lost their quarterback. And
their quarterback is TBA.
For years, the St. Louis argument has been that Sam Bradford is a franchise quarterback. He's not. He's just not.
He's an IR quarterback.
He's an IR quarterback. It's not a good situation. Who the hell? Sean Hill is their quarterback, right? Right now? Yeah, Sean Hill is on top of their depth chart.
They want the Sanchez, apparently.
Well, who doesn't want the Sanchez? Well, teams that want to win, I think. I don't know, but I don't think that's a great idea. I think the dream scenario, and I hate myself for kind of thinking about it and whatnot, but why wouldn't they give Tim Tebow a call?
Because they want to win.
Tim Tebow and Michael Sam on the same team, though? Can you imagine? Oh, my goodness. Would ESPN, would they completely lose their minds over that?
I don't watch ESPN much as it is.
Yeah.
I would ban it from my cable guide. I would call Dish Network and say, can you just erase this channel?
I've been avoiding ESPN a lot lately. It's to the point where I can only watch it during games. Because otherwise, they've completely lost their minds on pretty much everything. Like today, there's a...
Zach Stacy today,
there was,
good.
Did you see the great story they had on today?
No, I don't care. I don't watch it.
No, they had a reporter talking about who showered with Michael Sam.
Who what?
Who showered with Michael Sam.
Oh, who cares?
I don't know who cares, but that's what they're reporting on today. Yep, that's what they do. That's ESPN.
Zach Stacy's good. Who is a wide receiver in St. Louis? Is Tavon Austin going
to
be good?
Tavon Austin is supposed to be good. Okay. We'll find out. We're not going to find out this year. For God's sake, Sean Hill's throwing the passes. The offense is Zach Stacy is good. Trey Mason is supposed to be a good backup. Isaiah Pete, I think, is injured. I don't know why he's even on the list. But
Kenny Britt.
They do have Kenny Britt. It doesn't matter. They have no their offense sucks. They have no chance.
Yeah, their defense isn't bad.
Their defense isn't bad, but when you have Sean Hill.
Their secondary sucks.
When you have Sean Hill as your quarterback, and when you're in this division with San Francisco and Seattle and Arizona, you're going to be in last place. That's just how it's going to be this year. And Jeff Fisher.
Who do you have winning? Who do you have winning the division?
I like Seattle.
I'm going San Francisco.
All right. Hey, disagreement. About time.
AFC East. The Patriots will once again win this division.
Yeah, do we need to talk about the AFC East? Is there any real reason to talk about those teams?
As long as they have Brady and Belichick, I don't care who else they have. They're going to win.
No, there's really no chance for any. The Bills are not good, right?
I don't know who the Bills have at quarterback. Is that
EJ Manuel?
Team?
Yeah.
No. I heard Sammy Watkins is supposed to be good.
Yeah, but he's injured.
Oh, is
of course.
He?
Okay. Everybody's injured around here, apparently, but not sure when he's going to come back or whatever.
DJ Spiller is, like, supposed to be traded or something.
Is that what they're doing now?
I don't know.
Who would they trade him to? I'd be more interested in CJ Spiller if he went somewhere else. He's in Buffalo right now. They're not going to do anything in Buffalo, for God's sakes.
Their defense sucks.
Yeah. It's just not a good situation in Buffalo. They're waiting till they can move that team somewhere.
Yeah, pretty much. Who else is in that? Miami. Miami, everyone likes them as a sneaker team. Remember they were good last year until the whole Richie Incognito scandal, and then they sucked?
Well, actually, I'm not really sure. I thought it was the opposite way, actually.
Oh, maybe it was.
I mean, I have to – where the hell are the results from last year? Why can't I have a schedule results from last year? What the hell is wrong with this website? ESPN, that's what's wrong with it.
Their offense is going to suck, though. Tannehill's not good.
I don't know. Tannehill has potential.
Eh.
I mean, the running backs is a different situation.
I don't know who they
are. You got Lamar Miller. You got Sean Moreno.
Okay, so I don't know who they have at running
back. Exactly.
Mike Wallace. I'm waiting for him to be good.
You got Brian Hartline.
Yeah, I kind of like Brian Hartline.
Cassius Clay.
Their defense sucks.
Yeah, it's not very good. So they're not gonna do it.
You like Ryan Tannehill? I like his wife. I don't think he's any
Same
good.
Same difference. But Tannehill's not bad. What did he have last year? He went through for a bunch of yards. Threw for 3,900 yards. Had 24 touchdowns. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I just don't think he's
good. I mean, I'm not saying he's like a top five quarterback or nothing, but he's better than Sean Hill.
Okay. If that's your argument, you lost.
He's better than Geno Smith.
He's better than Michael Vick.
Yeah, I'd take him over Michael Vick.
Am I crazy for liking the Jets this year?
Yes, you are.
I know I am.
What? Okay, tell me what you like about the Jets.
I don't know. They have Rex Ryan. I think that's what I like about him.
Is he still skinny?
I don't know, dude. Geno Smith isn't good. Michael Vick isn't very good. Like, they got Chris Johnson, who I'm waiting. He went to ECU. He's the dumbest man in history. Out of class with this
guy. Oh, yeah?
He's not smart, okay? He's not smart at all. Thank God he was a talented football player for a couple of years because He's not very bright. They paid all that money to Eric Decker, who is probably going to suck without Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Yet it's the Jets. It's like, all right, let's see what happens.
Well, the thing I do like about the Jets is they did draft my boy Calvin Pryor in the first round from Louisville. So they got that going for him.
There you go.
So they got that going for him. Other than that, though, I don't know. Geno Smith? Meh. Meh.
You don't like Geno Smith?
No.
Okay.
What's to like about Geno Smith?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really care for him either. I think the defense is going to be all right. Rex Ryan seems to always have a good defense, no matter who.
I could see them somehow finding their way to 8-8 like they usually do.
Yeah,
they always seem to somehow wind up at 8-8. Even though last year I thought they were an awful team. They win like 4 games, and somehow they won 8. What they do?
The Jets just intrigue me with all the, at least their offense with. I mean, Chris Johnson, I'll always be.
Oh, God.
You know, after he had all that big year, it's like you always expect him to see if he can get back to 2,000 yards.
They do have his backup, of course, Blaw Paul. From Louisville. They're a Louisville guy. They do like their Louisville.
New England
will win this division. It's not even close.
Is Gronkowski going to be healthy?
It's New England. Who the hell knows? Who knows? You can never tell those guys.
They got Darrell Revis now.
Yeah, he's going to give them all the secrets from the Jets.
Yeah.
Or Spygate.
Tom Brady's going to be good.
I hear that Gronkowski for week one is optimistic but not certain.
He'll be probable. Everyone's probable.
Yeah.
In New England. Or question.
Aren't we all probable, though, in life? Isn't everybody probable? Isn't everybody day-to-day?
Yeah.
Life is a day-to-day thing, from what I can tell.
AFC North, that's your division.
That is my division.
Who's going to win it?
Bengals.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they win it?
Why?
Why wouldn't they win it?
Because they have Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton is a top-notch quarterback.
You say so?
I say so. Why you hate on Andy? I know why you hate him, because he's a ginger.
He's a ginger.
I don't like
yeah.
gingers.
He's a ginger.
Nope.
Go ahead.
He's a scary ginger too, though. Scary. But come on, the Bengals though, they do have AJ Green, by the way. He's pretty good.
I like
yeah.
him.
The second wide receiver spot always a question. You got Marvin Jones at some point. Mohamed Sanu.
He sucks.
What? It sucks. Marvin Jones scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game.
He sucks. Now, Marvin Jones, I remember he had that big game with all those touchdowns, and everybody picked him up for fantasy, and then he sucks.
Yeah, well, these things happen from time to time.
He's all right. AJ Green's good. I like AJ Green. Top 5 receiver.
At least. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not number 1. That's Calvin Johnson. He's probably top 3.
Sure. I'd agree.
Between
I think I ranked him 2nd or 3rd. I don't remember. I know Calvin Johnson was obviously 1st.
It's Calvin Johnson first.
Yeah, and then everybody else, you know.
If you give me a pick between Dez Bryant and AJ Green, whoever you pick, I wouldn't really argue with you on much. So, he's top 3.
I'll take that.
All right.
We at least got that going for us. The thing with the Bengals this year that kind of concerns me is that...
they have Andy Dalton.
No, I'm not worried about Andy Dalton. I do worry about Andy Dalton in January, but we're not in January yet. What I do worry about is that the fact that both coordinators, Jay Gruden and Mike Zimmer, are now off coaching their teams.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they replace them with guys that are already inside the system and all that stuff. Guys that were there before. Guys that know what's going on with the team, so... They didn't bring in any outside voices, which is fine, you know. And there should.
Is their defense going to stay healthy?
Well, I mean, the weird thing is even when their defense doesn't stay healthy, the next guys seem to step up and do okay. So who the hell knows? It's tough, though. I mean, you'd like to see Leon Hall stay healthy for a while. Perfect already has some kind of hamstring problem, possibly. Tough to tell. But, you know, it's like an NFL injury. Who the hell knows? But, Perfect's a line. That's one of his another top-notch linebacker right there. Geno Atkins is supposed to be healthy. He's supposed to be playing this year, so that would be a good thing. And a lot of things to like with the Bengals team in the regular season, of course. We wonder about the postseason. And, you know, we're still just happy to get to the postseason, being Bengals fans.
Who's going to give them the biggest competition since you apparently think the Bengals will win?
Well, I'll tell you who it won't be. It won't be the Browns. The Browns will
be terrible. Well, no shit. Why are we talking about the Browns? They're kind of suck.
Well, I just want to throw them under the bus because they're terrible.
Do we have to give the obligatory Johnny Manziel talk?
He's, you know, the people asked me, we were talking in our draft last night, and people, like, were wondering who would start first out of Manziel and Bridgewater and Bortles. And I'm thinking Manziel because Brian Hoyer's not very good.
Yeah.
So I don't expect him last. Either he's going to suck or he's going to get injured real quick. So I fully expect Manziel to be starting sooner rather than later.
Manziel's going to start week two.
I expect him not to be very good either. So
they're going to start week two.
He's got bus written all over him.
I don't think Johnny Manziel is any good.
No. But he's fun, though. He's exciting. He's a gunslinger.
Well, that's true.
So it's going to be fun to watch him fail. Which he will because he plays in Cleveland. And if you play,
they're not going to win
games.
If you
play in Cleveland, you're going to fail. That just kind of how it goes. Hey, the Ravens.
All right, what do you think of
Ravens?
Oh, you want to talk about the Ravens?
They're 3-0 in the preseason.
All right, cool. We got my boy, Steve Smith.
Steve Smith Sr. is over there now.
Still good.
Yeah. Why did he leave?
Money.
It's always about money, isn't it? They
yeah.
do. I mean, in addition to Steve Smith Sr., they have Torrey Smith. He's fine. Jacoby Jones is fine.
Got a lot of Smiths.
Yeah, there are a lot of Smiths on that team. It's true. Running back, they have.
Also got Joe Flacco.
They have Joe Flacco. That's kind of unfortunate. They have Ray Rice, which used to be a good thing. It's not anymore. He sucks.
Ray Rice ain't going to be any good unless women are on the field.
Which they're probably not going to be most weeks. people want Bernard Pierce to be the next guy, but he didn't do anything last year. Sounds same thing.
Their defense is still good, though.
Well, I mean, they did get rid of most of the old guys. I think, like, Ray Lewis is gone, right?
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Terrell Suggs, still one of the better linebackers.
Terrell Suggs still hanging out. He's good. So, the defense is still going to be fine. You got Haloti Ngata. That guy's good.
Yeah.
So, still got...
I like their defense.
You got to fear that. Their offense kind of is what it is. But, you know, they'll try. And then you got the Steelers, who are... they're old. They're kind of there. They're 8-8. They're not very good.
Really?
You think they're good?
I like the Steelers.
I think you like Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount because of their personal activities outside the field.
Yeah, how could I not?
That's your kind of thing. Pothead.
I like Roethlisberger.
Why?
He had a good year last year.
Eh.
Over 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns?
Eh.
Okay.
Eh.
I like Roethlisberger.
Eh. Nine fumbles.
Yeah, their defense is older.
Part of the problem is that Roethlisberger has no offensive line. That's kind of an issue. And they're off.
They upgraded it this year.
Coordinators.
They went to work and made their offensive line not shitty this year.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Pouncey? He's been there. Gasher's been there.
They're going to be good.
Nah.
Pouncey didn't play last year.
He was around, wasn't he?
No.
So? What did he do last year if he wasn't playing?
He was hurt.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't even remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean...
You're sleeping on the Steelers. Larry Zonka's going to love me for this one. Steelers are winning this division.
You're on drugs. What's wrong with you?
I might be.
You're an idiot. You're trying to kiss Larry Zonka's ass for... Why are you trying to kiss his ass? What is it?
I'm not. I'm going with how I feel.
You're just trying to be a contrarian.
All right.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers fans are the worst fans in, like, any type of sport. They're just bad. Bad people.
The Colts are going to dominate the AFC South again. That division sucks.
It's really not very good. There's not a whole lot you can say. Are the Texans going to be better this year, I guess, is the main question. Because
yeah, they're going to be better.
Because the Jaguars
aren't
going to be good, and the Titans probably aren't going to be any good either.
The Texans were the worst team in the league last year. Of course they're going to be better. They're still going to suck.
I know people are pretty high on Clowney.
Okay. Like, he's going to change every single thing. Who's their quarterback? Case Keenum?
Who the fuck?
Ryan
Fitzpatrick is the quarterback. Which is great. Well, not really. They got Case Keenum and they got Tom Savage from Pittsburgh. Which, since you're a big Pittsburgh fan, you'd probably like them. Probably like Tom Savage. Because you're a big Pittsburgh mark now.
I'm really not. I just think Pittsburgh is going to be better than you did this year.
The Bengals are going to kick their ass.
All right. All right, listen. Clowney and Watt are good. Yeah. Who else do they have on that defense?
Who cares? That's all you need is Clowney and Watt. They got Brian Cushing. He's good.
Yeah, that defense actually isn't
bad. Yeah. They got Jonathan Joseph. He's good.
They're not scoring any points.
That's kind of a problem. But I think they'll get second place in the division, though.
Yeah, that's
because the Jaguars are going to be awful, and the Titans are.
Is Andre Johnson still good?
He's always injured.
He's 33. Oh, and he was another holdout.
And even if he's good, who cares? He's got Ryan Fitzpatrick throwing to him.
Their offense. The Titans are going to suck. The Jaguars are going to suck.
The Jaguars. Bortles will be starting there at some point.
All right.
Not that that matters.
Who do the Titans have at quarterback? Is this still Locker?
I think it's still Locker.
No, he's not good.
I have, you know, the Titans have kind of, they kind of exist outside the NFL to me, really. It doesn't really feel like they're part of the league, you know?
Who's he throwing to?
Nobody.
Who's running the ball for them?
Sean Green. Bishop Snakey. Or Bishop Sankey. Or Dexter McCluster is there for some reason. Jake Locker is your quarterback. Charlie Whitehurst, Zach Medenberger, your third stringer. They're throwing the Kendall Wright and Nate Washington. Nate Washington. Delaney.
Who do the Jaguars have at quarterback? Is that Bortles?
No, it's Henny for now.
Oh, Bortles will start.
Bortles will get there.
Where's Blaine Gabbert at?
He is in San Francisco. He's backing up for Kaepernick.
They suck.
I'm telling you, they got Toby Gerhardt as a running back now.
I think Toby Gerhardt's going to have a good season because they don't have anybody else.
Well, they got Cecil Shorts the third.
Yeah, okay. What a shitty team.
Well, is this news to you? The Jaguars have been shitty for ever.
I just didn't realize how bad they were.
Yeah.
Colts win that division with ease. They have luck.
Yeah.
They have a
healthy Well, they don't need
lane.
Luck to win this division. Oh!
They have T.Y., my boy, T.Y. Hilton.
I have a big T.Y. Hilton fan. That guy's good.
Like him.
Yeah.
They've also got that running back who's not any good.
Well, yeah, Trent Richardson's hanging around. But,
yeah.
You know, we kind of forget about that.
Their defense isn't great or anything, but this is
but
just
for
a
God's
shitty
sake,
division.
Yeah. I think the Texans have
Arizona.
A shot getting 8-8.
Arizona would win. They'd win 11 or 12 games in this division, and yet they're going to miss the playoffs because they're in the NFC.
I say Indianapolis better than Arizona.
Yeah, but still, you put Arizona in this division, they'd win 11 or 12 games.
Yeah, they'd well,
just like the Colts.
They'd win at least 4 games.
Oh, okay.
Because they play Jaguars twice and the Titans twice.
AFC West. I bet Denver's good again.
Well, we can go ahead and throw out Oakland. Right?
What do you mean throw them out? Throw them out of the league? That's cool.
We can throw them out the conversation because they suck.
They got my boy Maurice Jones-Drew. They got Matt Schaub. They got James Jones.
All of these
they
things.
Did a lot in
all
the
these things at least a good 5 years after they would have been good. Good Lord.
That's true.
you come at me with that lineup in 2009 or so. I'm thinking, okay, there's some potential there.
That's actually very true.
But not now. Not now.
This team sucks.
The Raiders, I was just throwing them out right away because they suck.
Who's their coach?
I have no idea. I don't know who their coach is. Who the fuck is coaching?
I think Dustin has his preview. He is their coach. Okay, here we go. Their coach is Dennis Allen.
Yes, Dennis Allen.
8-24 all time in Oakland.
He's been there. Yeah, he's been there for 2 years now.
Well, that sucks.
Who did he piss off to get that job to begin with?
Darren McFadden's still there. Remember when he was supposed to be good?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, he was. Yeah, that's right. Allen was the Denver Broncos defensive coordinator back when their defense wasn't any good. And somehow that qualifies somebody to be. He was also a defensive coach with the New Orleans Saints, also when their defense wasn't any good.
He sucks. That's a shame.
Yeah, that's not good. Anyway.
Kansas City or San Diego, who finishes second?
Supposed to be a regression here for Kansas City, right?
That's what
everybody's saying. That's why. And I want to make sure we troll Dustin James, too.
They've got DeAnthony Thomas. He's in love with this guy.
Yeah. DeAnthony, I don't even know who DeAnthony Thomas is, to be honest with you.
He's an Oregon Duck.
Oh, of course. I should have seen that one.
He returns kicks.
Oh, yeah. I think he did get a touchdown, like doing return kick thing, but whatever.
Who's their receivers?
Dwayne Bowe, who I believe is suspended for a game. So they got that going for him. Okay, you got Dwayne Bowe, Donnie Avery.
These guys suck.
Yeah. They got Junior Hemingway. At least has a good name. They do have Jamal Charles at running back, though, so that's good.
He's really good.
You like that. And they got Alex Smith, man. Alex Smith.
Apparently this Travis Kelce guy is supposed to be good.
This Travis Kelce, is he listed like
Dustin's
a...
Dustin's been slurping him, too.
Oregon Duck?
No, he's just supposed to be good. He's not an Oregon
Duck. Is there anybody on the Chiefs team that he doesn't slurp?
Nah, true. I don't think he's a big Alex Smith fan.
Well, who is? They do have the man that I immortally called the shit clogger, Dontari Poe.
Yeah, their defense is good again.
Yeah, they'll be fine. I think they made a couple of adjustments and whatnot. People left for more money, but so
their offense, besides Jamal Charles, sucks.
Yeah, it does. So let's take a look at the Chargers. See how they measure up. I think Philip Rivers is still there. He's been there for a while now.
Yeah, Philip Rivers. I don't know who he's throwing the ball to.
He's throwing it to Vincent Brown.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. I like
Keenan Allen. I like Keenan Allen.
Not bad.
Good. You got, Gates.
Antonio Gates still there?
Well, Gates is still technically the first tight end. I'd keep an eye on Ladarius Green. Green had a couple really good games last year while Gates was out. So I think Green's going to be the next guy to be like the tight end. Gates is old. Remember when Gates and Gonzalez were like the top two tight ends forever and ever?
Yeah.
Gates is old, that's all I'm saying. Malcolm Floyd's hanging out there. Eddie Royal. Remember him. And running back, you got your boy Ryan Matthews, who's injured most of the time. Donald Brown is a guy who, he's actually pretty good. He's probably the Colts' most effective running back last year, because it sure as hell wasn't Trent Richardson. But,
They got Danny Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead is, and people always sleep on him too. That's the guy who always just seems to pop up at the right moment and do something.
He's not a good running back, but he can catch the ball.
He's not a good running back, but he can catch the ball and make some damage that way.
Yeah.
So that's the guy you like to have on your team, I think. So, and then they got the old 3-4 defense going on there.
Yeah, their defense is all right. I think the Chargers are better.
White Freeney's there now. Huh. How about that?
How good's Denver going to be this year?
Good.
Added DeMarcus Ware.
They did.
And Aqib Talib.
They weren't messing around. The Broncos were not messing around during the offseason. The only problem is now that Wes Welker is probably dead.
Yeah, Wes Welker's gone. Eric Decker's gone. You know how Manning loves his white receivers. They need to find him a white receiver.
I'm looking to see. Emmanuel Sanders is supposed to be the big guy this year for them. And probably even more so now that Welker's out of the picture. Of course, they got Demaryius Thomas they still have, who is awesome.
Denver's going to – I mean, as long as Peyton Manning's there, he also has Julius Thomas and Demaryius.
Let's not forget Monty Ball.
He's gonna make everybody good.
Yes, he'll be fine.
He just needs to get his white slot receiver. Can you run, Steve Cook? No.
You know I can't run. You've seen me. No, they
need to find him just a white guy to put in the.
They do need a white guy receiver, and it can't be.
Who was his receiver in Indianapolis? His white slot receiver.
It was was it Brandon Stokely?
Yeah, Stokely.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
He played for the Broncos for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm looking up right now. Brandon Stokely.
I'm gonna Google white slot receiver.
Oh, he's apparently with the Ravens.
Welker, Amendola, Stokely. They should. Where's Amendola? He's in
New England. Yeah, that's not gonna help.
Man, is he still hurt?
Yeah, probably. Actually, I don't think he is right now, but he will be soon enough. Tomorrow, right? Tomorrow.
I gotta go get somebody.
Your search for white slot receivers didn't go too well.
Now, what about Jordan Shipley?
He retired. I think.
Did he?
Yeah, he had some injuries.
Oh,
yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You think they could get Brian Hartline out of Miami?
Well, I'm sure Brian Hartline would like that.
Yeah.
Because, for God's sakes, the Bengals have Dane Sassenbacher. The Bengals actually just cut Ryan Whalen, who is a wide receiver.
All right.
So maybe they'll sign him.
Go get him.
They'll sign him.
I bet he'd get 1,000 yards with Peyton Manning.
Well, I mean, most people could.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
So we got the Broncos winning the division, right?
Yeah, the Broncos are going to be good. All right. So who do you have as your two wild card teams from the NFC?
Okay. San Francisco. Since I had Seattle winning the division, you know, San Francisco is going to be the next one. I'm trying to remember who the hell I went with. Because I think I did one of these things already, but then I completely forgot what I picked.
Who cares? You can make it up.
You know what? I'm just going to roll the dice. This might be the completely wrong decision to make. I'm going to go with two wild cards in the same division. I'll throw Arizona in there. Why not? They're close last year.
Right. Yeah, they were. I can't knock that. I was thinking about doing the same thing.
We'll throw – it'll be San Francisco, and I'm throwing Arizona in there too.
All right, I have the Seahawks as one wild card team inside San Francisco winning the division. And I'll go with Chicago as my other wild card.
Yeah, if Jay Cutler stays healthy, that's a good pick.
Yeah, well, thank you. I don't need your approval.
Yes, you do.
Who do you have as your AFC wild card team?
This is a tougher one. Much like last year, the AFC does not have the same depth the NFC does. It's tough to kind of think of teams that could possibly be wild cards. I think San Diego winds up getting second place in the West and winds up getting a wild card. And for the other one, I'm going to go with, God, it's tough. Baltimore. I don't feel good about it at all, but
I have Cincinnati and Baltimore.
All right, I thought about Pittsburgh, but then I decided I couldn't do it because
the AFC North plays the AFC South, don't they?
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah,
that'll help the old
record. That's why I like Cincinnati and Baltimore.
All right.
What's your AFC title game?
I had Cincinnati and Denver, I believe, as my title game.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you so stupid?
Because.
Okay, Cincinnati.
I actually had a plan, and I'll explain this plan once we get to the Super Bowl.
Your plan is to be dumb about
it. No, maybe partially be dumb, but no, it's a master plan I have, and I'll explain it in a couple
minutes.
Okay.
All right. Mine is, I'm going out on a limb here.
The Jets.
Yeah, I didn't even pick them to win the division. No, not the Jets. New England and Denver.
That is going out on a limb. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Yeah. That's pretty good.
What's your NFC title game?
I'm going with Seattle and San Francisco.
I'm going with San Francisco and New Orleans.
All right.
What's your Super Bowl game?
And now this is, I'm going to explain this right now.
Explain your stupidity, please.
Okay, for the last 2 years, I have picked the correct Super Bowl. Last year I picked Denver and Seattle, and the year before that I picked Baltimore and San Francisco. The only problem I kept running into is that I picked the wrong winner each time. Like, I picked San Francisco win, and I picked Denver win. That didn't really work out too well for me. So my plan this year is I think Seattle's going to repeat. I think we're going to have repeat Super Bowl champions. And to do that, the Seattle Seahawks will defeat the Cincinnati Bengals.
Your plan is just to be stupid.
No, my...
That's your plan.
Why do you not believe in my Bengals?
If Andy Dalton wins the Super Bowl this year.
I picked him to finish second, by the way. They will not win the Super Bowl. They will finish second.
Well, yeah, but your plan is to, you know, jinx it, basically.
I figured I'd give it a shot. I mean, it worked out 2 years ago,
If Andy Dalton makes the Super Bowl.
Good.
I will rock an Andy Dalton avatar for a full year.
All right. I like it.
Andy Dalton, you can take the picture. You can have whatever Andy Dalton picture you want me to use.
All right.
A full year, I will use that avatar.
I like it. I like where it's going. Right. Good time. I enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay. My
so who's your – what's the actual pick here? So what's your actual pick since I'm just trying to set myself up for success?
Broncos over 49ers.
So Peyton gets it done. Now, the big question, if Peyton gets it, does Peyton call it quits if he gets it done?
Yes.
He gets a second ring and he says, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'd be cool with that. I Peyton's a guy that deserves to win a Super Bowl on his way out, I think. Good guy.
I don't know who doesn't like Peyton Manning outside of just haters.
Dustin James, I don't think, likes him because he's from Kansas City. Actually, Dustin James is not from Kansas City.
Well, he's just a hater.
He is a hater in general, though. Yeah.
Who's your MVP?
I am going to go with... I'll go with Peyton Manning. Why not?
Andrew Luck.
All right.
He's going to put up big numbers against those shitty teams.
He probably will. That's a fair statement. Could be a big fantasy football year for Andy Luck. You got to work fantasy football in there, right? Yeah.
Sure. Are we doing defensive MVP?
No, we don't. No. We might do it. That's the thing you talk about later on. Because for God's sake.
No one pays attention to who wins defensive MVP.
No, who won it last year?
Keekly, my boy.
Yeah. I forgot.
I paid attention.
Yeah, because
my guy
you
won.
Paid attention. Nobody else did.
Yeah. I like Luke Keekly.
I know you do. He's a good guy. As far as we know, he hasn't got any legal trouble, right?
No.
Good.
I don't think so.
As far as we know.
You have an offensive rookie of the year?
No, I don't.
No one cares about defensive rookie.
No, I haven't really thought about it too much.
Cooks.
I think Cooks does have good ability to do that. And if Bortles or Bridgewater eventually start and play well, they get some votes.
Manziel.
No.
Johnny Football. He's winning offensive rookie of the year.
I thought he's winning MVP. Come on now.
Might. If he wins 3 games, I'd give him the MVP.
That's actually not a bad. That's not a bad call, really. if he somehow gets the Browns to win 3 games, that could.
Yeah.
That actually might be make sense. To be honest with you.
Anything else on our football preview spectacular for the Ultimate Football blog?
Does Michael Sam make his roster?
Who cares?
Why do you hate Michael Sam?
I don't care about the story.
Okay. I get you. I think he makes the team.
He probably makes the team, and he doesn't play.
Probably. He makes the team, and he's on special teams. That's right what happens there.
Yeah, sure.
Which is a good time. You have a special teams guy.
All right.
Good sure. stuff. But, I think that's it, thankfully.
Does RG3 make it to week 5?
I'm thinking not. Yeah, I'm thinking not. Well, hold on. Let's take a look at the Washington schedule.
Yeah, let's look at their schedule.
Who are they playing? That has a lot to do with whether he can make it to week 5 or not. Okay, let's see. Texans. Okay, first 5 weeks. Texans. Yeah, it's a tough defense.
Oh, that might be tough.
It's tough, but
Watt and Clowney.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for Clowney. That could be a problem. Okay, if he gets past that, the Jaguars, that's not a problem. Eagles, he'll be fine. Giants, he'll be fine. Oh, the Seahawks in week 5. That's a problem. That's
Ooh.
A problem. Yeah, he might not make it past Seahawks.
I don't know. That Eagles and Giants, I mean, they don't have too many big hitters, but those are division games now.
That's true. And the Giants is on a short week, too, because it's Sunday. It's a Thursday night.
Oh.
Game, so that's also a problem. Yeah, I'm going to say no, he doesn't make it.
I like how we're speculating on the injury.
And even if he makes it past the Seahawks, he's got the Cardinals next week. So. But if he makes it past the Cardinals, then you got the Titans and the Cowboys. That's a good time there. The Vikings,
I think, better.
I think Mike Zimmer's a good coach. He'll have the defense coach stuff. Then the Buccaneers, Lovie Smith. The 49ers, that's painful.
Here's what's going to happen. Time. He's going to get injured. He's going to get injured in that Cardinals game. And then Kirk Cousins will put up huge numbers against, who would you say, the Titans and the Cowboys. And everybody will say Kirk Cousins is a savior because he dominates the Titans and the Cowboys defense.
There you go.
That's my theory.
All right. That works fine. It'll be a good year in Washington. I'm sure that all the talk going on in Washington will be all about stuff on the field, too.
Who's the next player to get suspended for drugs?
Is it going to be Bell and Blunt? Are we going to have the double suspension?
No, no, no. I'm just going to assume they get – who's the next person that gets busted? How about that? They've already been busted.
I almost want to say Josh Gordon again.
I was going to say Manziel.
I was thinking Manziel too, but then I thought Josh Gordon again would be a better answer.
Maybe Gordon and Manziel together.
That wouldn't make sense. Gordon and Manziel hanging out with Justin Bieber and Drake and those guys.
I think it'll be Manziel. He's in Cleveland. What else is he going to do?
Well, he could hang out with LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron.
LeBron ain't got time for that shit. He's got to get ready for a season.
Well, that's true. That's true. That season is coming up. And for God's sakes, those Cleveland fans, they're going to be... You think it's Cleveland fans? I figure Cleveland fans are already giving up on the Browns for the season. They're just looking forward to basketball season at this point.
Yeah.
They're not even worried about the Browns. Brian Hoyer.
I think Benzel's the next person to get busted for drugs.
I could see that happening. I'm trying to think of people outside Cleveland. And honestly, I don't blame people inside Cleveland for using drugs. You know? You gotta get through a day.
It's like, you know, weed's legal in Denver, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if one of the Thomases gets busted,
Matt Prater got suspended 4 games. You see that?
No.
Yeah, Prater, the kicker, got suspended 4 games for alcohol.
What?
Yeah, apparently he's like an alcoholic.
A liquored up kicker.
A liquored up kid.
Remember when
yes.
Manning called? Who was
Mike
that?
Mike Vanderjagt.
Nugent?
It was Mike Vanderjagt.
Vanderjagt.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. The idiot kicker got liquored up. That was a good time.
Yeah.
Mike Vanderjagt. He might still have the record for most accurate kicker. I'm not sure on that. He was really accurate, then he started sucking and left the league.
Who leads the league in rushing?
You know, I want to say McCoy, but the Sproles lead into that, I'm not sure. I'm going to say McCoy anyway. Screw it.
Jamal Charles.
How do we know Charles doesn't get hurt?
Yeah, that's true.
I'll
still go with Jamal Charles. They got no one else to run. They got no other offense.
They got Nile Davis. You can ask Dustin. I'm sure Dustin will tell you all about Niall Davis.
Toby Gerhart.
No. That will not
happen. What else is Jacksonville going to do?
That will not happen. Well, they're not going to get enough rushing yards to contend, that's for sure. Shaka Khan can hang
Johnson.
Out there. What? Chris Johnson? No way.
Steven Ridley.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about Steven Ridley, quite frankly. Because apparently the ESPN Patriots reporter was projecting that he wouldn't even make the roster.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why either. But that's what happens. That would not be good, quite frankly.
Be good for another team who could pick him up.
Yeah, pretty much. And the New England running back thing is kind of pointless anyway. It's not like they ever run the ball.
Yeah.
You ever see Tom?
Who's the first coach? Who's the first coach to get fired?
The first coach to get what about Dennis Allen?
Yeah, yeah, that was my pick.
Dennis Allen
or Jason? Does Jason Garrett get fired this year?
I think this is the year Garrett finally gets fired. It sets up really well for it to happen, quite frankly. I don't think they're going to be very good. They won't even be 8-8, so you can't even say that. I would also say there's a good chance that the Cleveland coach, whoever that is, will get.
this is his first year. I think they'll at least give him this year.
Well, they did get the last guy 1 year.
Yeah, so they'll give him at
Chud.
Least a year.
It's your boy Chud, right?
I know, Chudzinski. I like
them. Did the Carolina pick him back up?
No.
Oh, goodness. Buffalo's coach? Who's a Maroon? I don't know. I'm trying to think of surprising coaches. I mean, it's all the same teams like Oakland and Buffalo and Cleveland. Shitty teams. Who the hell's Tennessee's coach now?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. They're barely in the league, to be honest with you. Oh, Wisenhunt.
Oh, he's still there? He's actually a good coach.
Actually, I think he's the new coach. Yeah, he's the new coach.
Oh, so he'll get this
year. He got hired this year. After.
So he'll get the
four. Who the hell was there before him? Nobody, apparently. Nobody.
Jeff Fisher.
Fisher's coaching the Rams and the Titans at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Mike Munchak.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't very good.
How many games does Ndamukong Suh get suspended for?
Well, at least one. He's going to do something stupid in one game. I'm going to go with two.
I think he's going to be three.
Three, all right.
Yeah, he'll get suspended once, and then he'll do something stupid again. They'll give him a two-game suspension.
Well, he's just got to be there for Thanksgiving, saying, do something stupid in front of the families gathered in front of their TV.
Yeah.
Whether it's like, you know, stomping on a guy or kicking somebody in the junk, something like that.
What other prop bets can we come up with here?
How many interceptions does Eli throw this year?
It'll be less than he had
last
year.
Does he throw more touchdowns or interceptions?
He throws more touchdowns.
Throws more touchdowns.
Who leads the league in interceptions?
Palmer.
Yeah, that's a strong pick.
Even though I haven't made the playoffs, I still think there's a bunch of interceptions. Because what?
I go Zell.
Yeah, if he plays enough.
Yeah.
Geno
Smith.
Geno's a good pick. Geno's a pretty good pick. Sean Hill, if he plays, you know, I would say the Rams quarterback but who knows? I think the Rams probably end up having like four or five quarterbacks this year. I think they just run through guys. You know, they go through Sean Hill and they go through the next guy. They pick up Vinny Testaverde. He's there. You know.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Vinny's like what now? 62, at least.
Something
he's old.
Like
Wasn't he with Carolina when he was like 45 or something?
Yeah, he was with Carolina the year before Cam. He was the reason we got Cam. Vinny Testaverde's a savior in Carolina.
Did he play?
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember. I think he had a couple of snaps.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to remember either because there would be a lot of drinking going on if that ever happened. Oh, goodness.
The Does Brett Favre come back this year?
No, I think Brett is actually done. I think the Rams called Brett Favre, and Brett Favre said, no, I'm good.
Does Wes Welker get another concussion?
Yeah. I think he gets another concussion, and I think that'll be it for him probably at some point. Well, I don't know. These guys keep coming back. Like, Austin Collie had, like, how many neck injuries? He kept coming back?
They just don't get... They need to realize to protect themselves.
Well, stay down. Stay down, kid. That's right. You got to be like a RG3 needs to learn how to slide, you know?
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen. Well, let's see. What other kind of dumb questions can we have? Okay.
I don't know. I'm out.
Who's going to be the worst team?
Oh, Jacksonville.
All right. So they'll have the first pick next year.
Yeah, it's not even close.
And they'll get Jameis Winston.
Apparently.
Which would be great.
Or Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota. Sure, they can get him. Well, they already have Blake Bortles, so they should get Marcus Mariota. Why not?
Yeah, Jacksonville's going to be the worst.
Oakland
will give them a run for their money.
Yeah, and I think Cleveland could as well. There'll be somebody in the AFC. I think we can say that. Unless the Rams just really fall off the table because they have no quarterback.
Nah, I think their defense is still good enough that they'll beat shitty teams.
Will the Rams draft a quarterback next year? Will they draft Mariota or Winston? They should. They better. It ain't Sam Bradford. Yeah.
They will trade whatever they have to trade for that pick.
Well, the thing is, these days, you don't have to pick a quarterback as the number one pick. Nobody really does that anymore. I think Cam was the last guy to do it. Cam was the last number one, I think. Now they just let
him
drop.
Yeah, well, wherever they pick, they will take a quarterback.
Yeah, I would hope so. They should have done that this year. But no, we had to have Sam Bradford. Does Sam Bradford ever play an NFL game again?
No.
I think he winds up playing somewhere for some reason.
No. He will play a preseason game and get hurt again. And so it won't count.
That could happen. Does anybody come close to like topping Calvin Johnson in like yards and touchdowns?
I think AJ Green could.
I think that's possible. I think if Julio Jones stayed healthy, there'd be a possibility there.
Yeah. Don't sleep on just Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham could do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, obviously Calvin Johnson's the best, but you never know. He's got Matthew Stafford throwing him the ball.
Does Aaron Andrews get involved in anything crazy this year?
Probably. It's Aaron Andrews. Probably does. She's the lead reporter for Fox.
She seems to attract the craziness, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Whether it be Richard Sherman or... Does Richard Sherman say anything outlandish?
I hope so. Shitty season. If he
Who does he call out? It can't be Crabtree again. We already had that.
Yeah. Who's he going to call out? Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, why not? That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Or who else do the Seahawks play this year?
I don't know. I don't know their schedule. That's why I just went with a division person, so he'll see them at least twice.
They play.
Who gets a reality show this year?
Okay, hold on. Seattle plays Green Bay in week one. So whoa, how about Richard Sherman just calls out Aaron Rodgers?
Calls him
a sorry quarterback.
Yeah, I like that.
That'd be good. I enjoy that. But who gets a reality show?
Yeah, Eric Decker got one last year.
Manziel doesn't already have one?
I don't think so.
He really should. I'm surprised he doesn't, actually. Michael Sam tried to have one, but then St. Louis was like, no. We're not doing that. I don't know. Geno Smith.
Geno Smith?
Yeah, why not? He's in New York.
What a weird pick that is.
Why not? You don't think it'd be a good show? I've never heard Geno Smith talk, so I have no idea if he'd be interesting or not.
Let me tell you who it's going to be.
Who?
Michael Vick.
Well, that's close. They're on the same team. How about Blake Bortles?
Why Blake Bortles?
Because he has a hot girlfriend. Much like how Wes Welker got a show because he had a hot girlfriend, if I remember correctly. So,
Wes Welker had a show?
Didn't you say then? Or Eric Decker?
Eric Decker, yeah.
Yeah, okay. See, I mixed up those white guys.
Oh.
He had a hot girlfriend. So Blake Bortles, why not?
Nah, well, Eric Decker was still kind of relevant, and his girlfriend was also kind of a country singer.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, she hasn't put out a CD in like 5 years. But
well, you know. When's that stopping?
It's going to be Michael Vick. It's going to be a redemption reality show.
How can he be a... No. I just don't see it. Isn't it a little late for Michael Vick? I would think that a couple of years ago would have been the better time to have the reality show.
Yeah, probably. But now he's like in New York and it's like, you know, this is his last chance.
Hmm. What about somebody on the Raiders?
Maurice Jones-Drew? He's an entertaining guy.
Sure.
How about Gronkowski? Patriots
wouldn't. I don't think you could put Gronk on television, quite frankly. That just
Patriots would
be too dangerous. I'm not sure they could. Yeah. I'm not sure what channel you could air that on. I think even the Playboy channel would be a little skittish about airing that.
I still think it's going to be Michael Vick. That's my pick.
What year will Washington change their nickname?
Who cares? I'm sick of that. I'm glad. I'm so glad we didn't talk about that, and we're not going to. What about what's his name? Your boy in Cincinnati, the third string.
AJ McCarron.
Yeah, Catherine Webb's guy.
Yeah. We have not got to see him yet because he's been injured. Unfortunately, I would like to.
He's what?
He's been injured.
Oh. Well, maybe he gets the reality
show. I'd like to see him play. I was surprised they didn't make the wedding a reality show, to be honest.
Yeah, so.
But what kind of show are you going to have about a third string quarterback?
I mean, it'll mostly be about Catherine Webb.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, he'll be there. He'll be chilling.
What does Catherine Webb do now?
Stand still and look pretty like she's always done.
It's not bad work if you can get it. That's for sure.
No.
I don't know.
I think that's what it's going to be. That's my second pick. AJ McCarron and Catherine Webb.
Well, I'd definitely watch Catherine Webb. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Well, I mean, we've already established that I watch about anything with women on it.
Yeah, very true. All right, we're going to wrap this up now. I think we're done with our prop.
I think we've been done for a while.
You want to call them that? Yeah,
that's usually how it goes on this show. We're done for about 30 minutes before we stop talking.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, we're going to be doing this every week, everyone. Get ready. For the ultimate football blog podcast.
It'll be NFL talk. It'll be the type of NFL talk that they won't allow on the networks because the networks will be too busy talking about, you know, the stuff they talk about.
Johnny Manziel.
That we don't care about.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if Fox will let me use the intro for this podcast, the football intro.
Hmm.
The Fox Sports.
You think Fox?
I think they'd sue us.
You think Fox listens to us?
Of course they
do. I don't know. I don't know him, babe. Oh, hold on. I do know him. Yeah, she does work at Fox. My bad.
Yeah, they'd probably sue us.
Is Kay Nolan still on Fox? Fox Sports 1? Fox Sports?
I have no clue where she's
somewhere.
She's on the interwebs. And that's
yeah, pretty much.
She hasn't even done that recently.
Yeah. Bad situation.
She might be unemployed. She might be working for us soon.
Well, we'll take the help. That's for sure.
Yeah, let's put a call out to her. Let's see what we can do.
Well, you know.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We're going to be doing this every week for Dustin James because we like him. Well, I do.
I like him too. Kinda.
Okay. Thanks everybody for listening. Make sure to up Dustin James listeners from our viewers, readers, whatever. Let's get them to triple digits.
Yeah.
By I don't know, when?
Week 17.
By the first bye week. When's that? Week four? Week five?
It's week four. The Bengals have a bye on week four, which is really useful.
Okay. So by the first bye week, let's get Dustin James a triple
digits. Sucks to have a bye week on week four, by the way.
Yeah.
He's played three games. And
I don't know when the pick. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.